I'm looking for a title. These days, I don't know why. I've been looking for titles to look at this.
I will just title it, Where is your consecration? Where is your consecration? You know, earlier in the year, when we had a prayer retreat, we discussed the locked fire and strange fire, right? The fire of the Holy Ghost, right? And strange fire. So this is just like a continuation of it. It will just overlap itself. Hallelujah. Where is your consecration? Where is your consecration? You know, I'll take it this way. We live in a world full of haste. Everybody wants to do things on the haste. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything is just on the haste. You know, gone are those days when you want to buy a phone.
Greg was saying,
you want to buy a phone, you think twice. But these days, you just go pim pum. Everybody is in a haste. Everybody wants to wear the latest clothes, wants to do the latest thing. Everybody is in a haste. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But should that be also for the believer? In a world of haste, should that be the lifestyle of a believer? I believe for one that the believers ought to learn caution. Ought to learn concentration, caution, consistency, and not joining the world in the haste. You know, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Hallelujah. There are things that apply to the men in the natural that for a believer shouldn't apply. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. So I titled it, Where is Your Consecration? In fact, you can put it, bro, where your consecration day? What is that thing that you hold there as a believer? Where is it? You know, in this world of haste, you must always think about that. You must always have that in your mind. Where is my consecration? Always have that in mind. Glory to God. Always have that in mind. Where is my consecration? In this thing that I'm doing, where is my consecration? It's a question a believer must keep asking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we begin to look at consecration, let's look at numbers first. Let's see God's plan purpose for the year. God's purpose for the year. Numbers 14:21. That was starting off. Numbers 28 now. You see? Hallelujah. Numbers 14:21. It says, "But as truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord." All the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. All the earth. That is God's plan. Hallelujah. All the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. All the earth. Mark that word in your Bible. All the earth. And mark the word glory. Glory. That is the word in the Hebrew kabod. Glory. One's possession, what one does. Hallelujah. All the earth will be filled with what I do, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth. All the earth. All the earth. Moses will also record that in Genesis 1:26. First of all, Genesis 1:1. It records similar things. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Remember, I told you the Hebrew construction of that word is not God created heavens and created, like some people think Genesis 1 is about matter, God creating matter. No, Moses is writing spiritual facts. Hallelujah. And that word there is, "In the beginning, God created the heaven in the earth." Hallelujah. God created the heaven in the earth. Glory to God. God created the heaven in the earth. Glory to God. And when it says created the heaven in the earth, you know it's spiritual fact. The earth will be man, the heaven will be the spirit of God. So it's the same thing. All the earth will be filled with my glory. We can say all the earth will be filled with what? Heaven. Hallelujah. And that glory will be men. Look at Genesis 1:26. It says in verse 26. We'll look at some of these things later on in the day. In 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creep upon the surface of the earth. If you are here, you are still thinking, he's talking about Adam. You are missing it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because you've been taught. Glory to God. So it says, let's make man in our image. It means God's plan from Genesis. God's plan for Genesis is to cover the earth with his image, with his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's plan from the Genesis is to cover the earth with his glory. So, in doing that, what did he do? In John 1:1, he says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God is the Word. It's the same was in the beginning with God. All things are created through him, and without him is anything made that is made. He said, him is light, and the light is the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. He said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same was sent to bear witness of the light, that all through him may believe or may be saved. He said, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went further to say, and this is the light. The light of every man that comes into the world. Hallelujah. He said he was in the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 2 up. He said, and as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Who were born not of blood, of the will of the flesh, of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. Verse 14. He said, and the word became flesh. Which word? Genesis 1:1. Right? Come on. Which word? Genesis 1:1. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word in the Greek is the word logontios. That is, God is the Word. Now I said, that word which is God became flesh. Hallelujah. Can you see that? And tabernacled amongst us. So, how would God's plan of making the whole earth is what he came. Hallelujah. Are you following me? He came as a man. God has to come as a man to die for man, so as to redeem man. So that means he's telling you something, he's pointing your attention somewhere. God uses man. Are you hearing me? God does what? God uses man. God uses man. Upon the resurrection, Matthew 28:18. Upon the resurrection, Matthew 28:18. He says, he came to them and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation. Who is he telling? He's telling man. Upon the resurrection, he tells men. He said, go make disciples. What would that disciple, who would those disciples be? Heaven and earth, right? Come on. Who would the disciples be? God's glory in all the earth. So, God is handing over his responsibility again to man. Hallelujah. Mark 16. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel. Verse 16. He said, he who believe and is baptized shall be saved. He who believe not shall be damned. The signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Then they will cast out devils. Hallelujah. Again, he hands over that responsibility to men. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, God starts in reaching the whole world. God starts in making the heavens, or in making the earth, full of his glory, will be carried out through men. Will be carried out who? Where? Through men. Through you and I. Men. Hallelujah. So, man is God's agency to reach man. Man is God's agency to reach man. God will always use men. Say that after me. God will always use men. And take note, God does not lack men. God does not lack men. God does not lack men. You know, I remember one funny talk we used to say when we were in the university about, not a joke,
it's more than 10 years now. Hallelujah. But when you're in university, it's about a decade plus. And now I can say a decade plus. Can you say that? Look at this. This commandment. Amen. 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 Okay, where were we? Mind this, chief clerk. God does not lack men. When I was in school, we used to have this belief. You know, we usually say that, right? Rugged guy. He's like, if God does not use me, God will not use anybody. We used to say, that was stupid of me. Hallelujah. Say, God cannot do anything except through me. Who are you? Lord of the Rings. Who are you? God does not lack men. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that will not make some people believe, I don't believe in backsliders, you know. Believers don't backslide. No. We don't backslide. Because we feel God will always come for me. And the apple of his eyes. Don't worry. You think so not that you know. Not just apple. Amen. No. Hallelujah. God uses men. And you know what? This men he uses are not indispensable. These men are not indispensable. He doesn't lack men. He doesn't. Hallelujah. At some point, the Pharisees came to him, questioning him. He told them something. He said, see, if you guys, he said, God will raise up stones unto Abraham. Are you hearing me? God be. God does that. Hallelujah. God will always use men. Always use men. And he will always have men to use. God has never lacked man. He has never lacked a vessel to use. Read scriptures. When he looked at it, there was nobody. You find Noah. God will always use man. Are you seeing that? Hallelujah. When he looked at it, there was nobody. You find Job. God will always find men. He will always find men. When he looked, he saw Lamech. When he looked, he saw Methuselah. He saw men. He saw Enoch. Amen. Amen. God will always have men. Amen. When Elijah was even saying, I am the only one who has not bowed to Baal. God just stayed there. He think you are the only one. He showed him how many prophets. 5,000. So he did not bow. God does not lack men. Amen. If you say, if I don't preach the gospel will not get to Mark Luke. Stay there. You in your eyes, Mark Luke will be flooded. God does not lack men. Are you hearing me? God doesn't lack men. So, the man who God uses must see it as a privilege. Not as a right. As a privilege. He should be thankful that God is using me to carry out his task. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Never get to that point when you begin to say, if I don't go, nobody goes. Stay there. If I don't go, nobody goes. If I don't go, nobody goes. They say nobody goes there. If we don't do secondary school ministry, nobody can do it. It will shock you. Even the people that don't even know the Greek and the Hebrew that you know, they will be. God doesn't like them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Judas betrayed Jesus, was he not replaced? Go to Acts 1. He was replaced. Hallelujah. His bishop replaced another carry. Very simple. If you will not do the work, another will take your office. Simple. He said, I'm an HCC. I have come to the apex. I am man in the governing body. As an HCC, I am not there. Stay there. It is that patient. We do what you cannot do. We do HCC there.
God will raise me. Amen. He said, as an HCP, you're no longer fasting. Your chest is not coming out. Big stomach. HCP. Your pastor is thin, you are fat. How will you be arrested? Hallelujah. God will raise men that will fast. They will not just fast. They will fast. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't call the name of anybody as I was saying, did I? I just call it regimental sergeant mayor. I will continue. Hallelujah. So if you want to put your name as RSN, become RSN. Amen. But you know what? God will have my things. Glory to God. He says, I don't know. But my ministry, my calling is not to preach in the bay. Stay there. Hey, the next morning you wake up, see that guy used to yap. I used to go to take escape. He's not preaching. God doesn't like me. Hallelujah. 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 So therefore, as a believer, Paul will now warn in Ephesians 5:15. Ephesians 5:15. I hope you are following me this morning. Ephesians 5:15. It says, seeing that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Doing what? Redeeming the times. Because of these are you. So I have to become prudent. I have to become careful. Hallelujah. I have to be wise. God has meant to use. And it is a privilege and being used of God. Hallelujah. So I have to redeem the time. I must not become a fool. Wasting of time. Not redeeming time. You only fools that don't redeem time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Paul says we should walk diligently. We should walk cautiously. Cautiously. To be cautious. Don't throw caution out into the wind. No. Within the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Within the time. The days are evil. Within the time. Glory to God. So a believer should have a life of caution. I put it a life of consecration. A life of consecration towards God's tax in the earth. Towards God's tax in the earth. Don't just behave anyhow. Don't just do things anyhow. Oh. Amen. We were there, I'm a workman. Know the world. I know the world. Know the world. God, calm down. Live a life of concentration. God will use men. Always have men. Never forget that. Never forget that. I said never you forget that. God will use men. I know Greek, I know Hebrew. You are in school. You don't go to fellowship, you don't preach. You are just there. Yeah. Somebody is coming to preach to you. You. And you are not saying, when person is not preaching, they say, no, brother, come. Do you know the Greek construction of that text? You know, when you use the word glory, is the word doxa. Doxa. You are not teaching the person because you know small things. You know, when God said, let's make man, because the guy came and said, God created Adam in his image. God said, no, brother. Well, if you look at that word image, that word image in the Greek is the word icon. In the Hebrew is the word settling. You know, when you look at it, it's not saying God made. No, that word image is used for a temple language. And the temple language, what's not saying is Adam as a man. It's talking about humanity. In all the Greek and Hebrew, you know, you were in your house, somebody came to preach. Are you not judged? Take down your Greek and Hebrew, take it out! Go and preach. They are sitting there, see, Let me tell you something. With your Greek and Hebrew, nobody got saved. With that person, what he knew, or what that little thing the person knew, he has saved me. Or did you know Kessler, Aikon, when you got saved? How did he get saved? Hellfire! And you got saved, right? People are still being saved like that. Saving is the work of God. Are you hearing me? Did you know Greek before you got saved? The person that preached, did he teach you Greek? Did he teach you? Jesus came, died, resurrected. I said, I believe. Now you're not saying, when you use the word resurrection, you will postpone in the Greek. That word postpone means to rise from somewhere. You know, it's a life from the dead. How many are you saying without this grammar? Hold it up. Stop, preach. Hallelujah. I'm a word man. I'm telling you this because I did a lot of this. There was a thing. A Jehovah Witness came. I took him in. Jehovah Witness. They come in. You know what I said? Sit down. Hallelujah. We started from my room. We ended up in his room. Ah! He wanted to go. I said, no, bro. You're not going. Let's continue. He was giving me word. I was giving him word back. We jam. Hallelujah. When we're done, Jehovah Witness got born again. I took him to church. Ha! I've not seen anyone that's like that. I said, sit here. Let's go. What man is so did you win? You are sitting in your room claiming prophet of the school. That's happy. Do the word. Hallelujah.
Do the word.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in carrying out the task, a believer must have consecration. In carrying out the task of reaching the whole earth for God, a believer must have a life of consecration. I have something here. Consecration. I try to define it around the ambience or around what it means. It means, I say, consecration implies or it implies to make dedication or to keep sacred. To keep sacred a higher mission or put God's mission with consistent practice. To make dedication or to dedicate or keep sacred a higher mission or put God's mission with consistent practice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes some people look at some minister and say, this is a perfect minister. Ha! Perfect Christian. No. They are not perfect Christians. We have our flaws. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember one day, somebody saw me laughing. Cracking jokes. He said, energy. It was like thunder. Say, so I used to laugh. No. My life is the Lord of the temple. No. Sit down before and see you laugh. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. We live our lives. Most times we make mistakes. Hallelujah. We make mistakes. But I will make grievous mistakes. We are telling ourselves emoji. Amen. Amen. A little boy asked me a question, but I'm going to reframe it in our day today. A little boy years back, he asked me a question. I will reframe it in our world today. The question is like this. So that right now, I'm adding salt. Now you understand. The question goes like this. Can a man of God bow down? It's a question I've asked you. So hold it. Hallelujah. Can a man of God bow down? You know what is bow down? You don't know what is bow down. Bow down is a Greek word. for Siam. Can the man of God Siam? You know what is Siam? Siam is a Greek word for when you want to play a ball and you lago. You don't know what is lago. Amen. And you miss the ball. I'm telling you, you know what is lago? Siam. Jabo. Have you seen somebody that wants to play ball and he missed the ball? Can a man of God tell? Yes. Hallelujah. A man of God is just a man who God uses. We don't have perfect Christians. Always take note that we don't have perfect Christians. I heard this from Pastor Chris. I mean, Pastor Chris Onoinka. We don't have perfect Christians. We have consistent Christians. Consistent to their consecration. Men who are consistent to their consecration. That's what we have. Nobody, we don't have perfect Christians. We make mistakes. Hallelujah. Sometimes we do businesses that crash. We lose millions. We lose money. Hallelujah. It looks as if, upon the anointing. Yes. Pink coin became black coin. Hallelujah. But you know what? We forge ahead. Say, how is it that upon all the you have revelation knowledge? Why didn't you know? God, we don't have perfect Christians. We really have consistent, consecrated believers. Hire me. Glory to God. And I remember one time when Sam Todd was still raining. So he said, sir, you have to invest in that. I said, what? He said, Pastor Wisdom is there. He's the MD, man of God. The man of God is there. Yeah. He cannot go wrong. A man of God is there. If you don't know what comes to this, don't worry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't get it, forget. Hallelujah. Forget it. Glory to God. You know, I said I will forgive Santos this year. You are in it, so let me round up in peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have consistent, consecrated believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Consistent, consecrated believers who have weathered the storms. We only have consistent believers who have weathered the storms through constant dedication to the cause of God in the earth. That's what we have. We don't have perfect Christians. We have consistent believers who have weathered the storms through consistent dedication to the cause of God in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things will happen wrong. Things will go right. But you know what? They are astute. They say, this is the work. I'm called out for this. I'm sold out for this. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what happened to me in the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For students, you went to check your result. I saw F. He said, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you ever seen E before? I say, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless your name. He said, I'm not going back to that classroom again. Oh, thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter what happened. Hallelujah. You just keep moving ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The weather is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something happened fast. In the course of, maybe in the course of the year, you lost a loved one. You say, And I prayed and I was there. I prayed, Lord, why did it happen? No! You feel like dropping the ball. But you say, no. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Come what may. Whether I lose a loved one or I lose one who is dear to me, I will weather the storm and move ahead. Is God, is the Lord Jesus in all the earth. Hallelujah. That is it. You have consistent believers. There are some people who lose loved ones and all of a sudden they go out of it. They say, is God going to allow me to lose this? Well, is God going to allow me to lose millions? Father, my family, God, you cannot keep my millions. But you know what? They don't know that God is not a bank. Hallelujah. You need a bank, you go to UBA. You need a bank, you go to First Bank. You need a bank, you go to GT. Hallelujah. You lost your money, you say, yeah, money is gone. But you know what? My faith stands.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Glory to God.
I've had a friend before. I had a friend before who went into the world because something bad happened to him in the natural. He said, I can't serve God. I can't serve that kind of God. Thank God. Just within that period, I heard the sermon of Pastor Kujo Yakilome. That sermon struck me. He said, see, if you serve a God on your own terms, you should have as well go and get an idol, go and create an idol. You don't serve God on your own terms. You serve God on God's terms. Are you hearing me? You serve God on God's terms. It doesn't matter what happens. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what happens in the natural. You say to yourself, I'll pick myself up. It's painful. Yes, I'm going to miss that person. I'm going to miss my money. I'm going to miss my time. But you know what? I pick myself up and I go ahead. I forge ahead. Hallelujah. Look at Paul. Paul was enjoying his life being a Pharisee. I hope you know that. When I mean enjoying his life, you know what I mean. He goes to Damascus, deal with people. But now God saved. He got born again. And now he's going through challenges. He's going through trials. But you know what? He weathered the storm. At the point in Acts of Apostles chapter 21, they came to him with prophecy. He said, they told him, hey, if you get to Jerusalem, you will be bound with chains. They will kill you. You know what? He says, if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. The gospel or I die. That is the life we live. That is the life we live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, nevertheless, I go. So we'll have men who will be consistent. Consistent in prayer. It doesn't matter what happens. They are weak, they are praying. They are strong, they are praying. They are on the sick bed, they are praying. Consistent in prayers. Consistent in fasting. Consistent in fasting. Some people, they are fasting. They start the fast by 8, by 10 o'clock. They're already looking at the time. Sleeping and waking up. Consistent in fasting. Hallelujah. Consistent in fasting. Consistent in studying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Consistent. For a believer, there are things you can do. See, let me tell you. For a believer, there are things that you can just do normal, that people do normal, but you as a believer, you can't do them because of a consecration. Consecration to God's cause in the earth. Hallelujah. You cannot be found doing that. Glory to God. That's it. You can't be found doing. Hallelujah. Just because of why? This is God's task in the earth. A believer shouldn't be too hasty. I said that at the beginning. Don't be too hasty. You are there. Before they even say TikTok, you are in TikTok. He said, I want to be the modern happening believer. The modern happening. Hallelujah. The believer should have caution. Caution. Caution on how you use internet. Caution on how you use social media. Caution! The life of a believer is a life of caution. Caution! Ah! Bro, see, caution. Hallelujah. Just be consistent in prayer. Consistent fasting. Consistent studying. Consistent! Where is your concentration? That is the question I'm asking you this morning. Where is your consecration? Where is it? Have you thrown it to the wind? Some people can't even remember. Some people, when last did you pray 12 hours? Where is your consecration? When last did you go out for evangelism? Where is your consecration? Look at Jesus. Jesus becomes for us that model. Look at Jesus. I have to be fast now. I want to be on time. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus. He modeled it for us. Look at John 9 verse 4. Look at what Jesus says. He said, I must walk the walk of he that has sent me while it is day. Say the night cometh when no man can walk. Hallelujah. He's God's model for us. He said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me by day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, that means what Jesus has in his heart is the work of the Father. You must have in your heart a burning desire for God's work. For God's mission in the earth. You must have your heart burning. The day you stop burning for God's mission on the earth. You are taking something else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No believer who is given to God's cause in the earth. No believer who is given to God's cause in the earth procrastinates God's mission, God's assignment. You must be up and doing. Passionate. Passionate. I ask myself a question. Where is your passion? The people got born again and he said, I will reach the world. Lord, it's for you. It's for you. And today, today, it's God that is looking for them. Where are you now? The Lord, I will stay. God is asking, where is your thing? They are looking for you everywhere. We came to a meeting. You say, there was a brother like that came for a meeting. After the second week, after he's done hearing Greek and Hebrew, hearing war, he said, M.O.G. Met one of your pastor. He said, M.O.G. I want to be consistent. I want to take up a task. I want to grow. Give me a responsibility. Your pastor told him, let's watch you for a while. You know, some people can be talking out of euphoria. Hallelujah. We'll be talking out of the euphoria. Say, I love this man of God. He has the word. I want to learn under him. After 2 weeks, I guess, he came back and said, he's going somewhere, he's traveling. Traveling. Well, you say you want to be committed. We should give you that, so that you will be committed. After that, we do not see him again. Hallelujah. Watch those people. Euphoria. Hallelujah. Remember, we don't have perfect Christians. We have what? Consistent Christians. Consistent. That weathers the storm. No matter what comes. And Jesus had such kind of lifestyle. Hallelujah. In Matthew 14:23, the Bible says he withdrew himself to pray. That was the 3. He withdrew himself to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This was after he was done multiplying bread. After he was done 55,000. Meaning, ministry was sweet. You know that point? When, you know that point when, you just did miracle. Miracle. You know, people are calling you, man of God. M.O.G. You know, they do everything M.O.G. and M.O.G. M.O.G. You're just coming up. M.O.G. They see miracle. M.O.G. M.O.G. They see, blind eye open. Fumble. You multiply bread. From bread and egg, it became bread and pepper sauce. M.O.G. Hallelujah. You have multiplied bread and egg to bread and suya. M.O.G. Great is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. You know that point. You show that on some people that show that pardon increase. M.O.G. I'm an M.O.G. When to us that you pa see kids. Great than that. You know, you can just change posture. In school, from Brother Sammy Jeff, you can now say prophet. No. From prophet, Professor Jeff, you say, no, my name is not Professor Sammy Jeff. My name is Propheticon. You know what I've done? He will cast you know. Calm down. Hallelujah. Now, this is what Jesus has. People that are hearing, he multiplied bread from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. 5,000. Man. Man of God. But you know what? Jesus didn't allow that to get into his head. The Bible says in verse 23, he will do himself to pray. Did you see that? Yes, so maybe that is, I have arrived. Hallelujah. your church, net breaking habit, membership now increase, number, brrr, he said, yes, you have come. Your prophecy will not change. You know, we are brother or chief. Bible says Jesus, when ministry was sweet, he went to pray consistently. Do you see that? He went to do what? Went to pray. Hallelujah! Are you following me? Glory to God. He went to pray. In Acts of Apostles, in Luke 6, verse 10. He said, and looking round about upon them, he said to them, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. That is, you know, the guy had an equal hand. He said, stretch your hand, and his hand, hallelujah, quieted. And this level, and they were filled with madness and commit one another that they might, what they would do to Jesus. Did you see that? Haha. Jesus began to get critical. People began to come against him. Hallelujah. In the point of opposition, look at what he did in verse 7. Came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain and prayed, and prayed all night. We saw him pray in Matthew 14. In another scenario, what is he doing? Ministry is ready. Persecution is coming. What is he doing? He's praying. This time, he prayed all night. All night is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Yeah. If you all have a long prayer, how can we just be praying? We just be praying from morning to night. Jesus prayed 6 to 6. And was no one consistent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Consistent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when ministry was not looking too sweet, he was found praying. When he was looking sweet, he was found praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No man can fulfill God's task in the earth. No man can stay and do God's will in the earth. No man can stay in God's will for his life in the earth outside prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When ministry was fine, you know, some people do this time heaven will hear their voice. It's when things have gone wrong. Maybe when they've lost money in crypto. When they've lost money. When they've done business and things have gone wrong, boom! Heaven was hearing their voice. Angels was not hearing their tongues. Tongues they've not spoken. Oh, Nana Bashundu Duji Didi Baba. Ah, things have gone wrong. They don't remember. Ah, we have to pray. Oh, when things are right, they're right. When they hear that, they're making their money. Money. Lord, you know me, I know you. You know, we are one, you are in partnership. You pray in English. When things go bad, you never come. Jesus wasn't like that. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When things are not going fine, he didn't change his resolve at all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When things changes your consecration, changes what you are consistent at. It shows you weren't consecrated at all. We're only fulfilling your own euphoria. You're only fulfilling your own desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things you called your consecration were never your convictions. When things changes your consecration, you were never convicted. You never had a conviction. No. You never had a conviction. Convictions are deepened in the place of prayer. I hear me. Consistent. Consistent prayer life. Consistent preaching life. Amen. Glory to God. Consistent evangelism. Some people, when they've chased them, some people think when it's the type of evangelism, everybody I talk to will get born again. Other people you will meet. That you remember what Jesus said, dust your shoe and leave the place. That's only you meet like that. Hallelujah. And you don't meet one that will not tell you, I'm no longer preaching again. Look at your life. And you never come again. Jesus came to his own. The Bible says he came to his own. And the Bible says when he got there, they began to give him his CV. Ah, is this not the carpenter?
This was the carpenter. You don't know who he was.
This is not the carpenter. Ah, no, be Papa, be Mama Yi. Ah, Mama Yi na. Ah, Mama Yi me. You know Mama Yi me. Ah, you know that. Ah, Mopo. You know that. Yeah. Now that Mama Yi is yes. Ah, you don't know Mama Yi. 53. You know Mama Yi. Mama. Ah, hallelujah. He said, hey, but you don't mean so.
You be pastor?
Hey, but you don't be pastor. Hey, 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 hey. And you are not the right pastor. Pastor! Ah, that's where we're going here. He said, Hey, that's me, pastor. You know, every time I say, you know, mama, I'm a poor. Mama, I'm a you don't know, I'm a Jesus. And the Bible says, Jesus could not do any mighty work. Hallelujah. They say, you know, oh, yeah, Titi, can you be smart now? You see, which of them? You know the one where they sell, oil for my new market? Where they pour, where they sell for Sherrod of Hallelujah. You don't know this, see? Hallelujah.
Where they write tire?
That guy? You know this, see? Where they drink Sherrod? They just pray. And the Bible says they were offended. The Bible said they were offended at Jesus. He couldn't do any mighty work. But you know what? He didn't change Jesus' result. The Bible says, after that, what did Jesus do? He entered their city. And he began to teach. Hallelujah. The fact that they oppose you doesn't mean you will change. Hallelujah. So people that obey, they can't go and preach because they know they're there. Maybe because they are. They know me and say, that year was in the take care escape. The other time, so they can't go there anymore. No, hallelujah. The weather is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, don't be smart with this. When they play game for God and Bishop, really? You don't know the word relay. Orile is a Greek word for a place. For a place. Before you get to Kokahaguda. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't know really? You don't know God and you don't know God and you don't know smart. Amen.
Now,
you will still preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Nothing changes your result. So nothing changes my result. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you deepen your conviction in the place of prayer. What are you convinced about when it comes to the gospel? When it comes to God's mission in the earth, what is your convictions? What are your convictions, right? What are your convictions? Hallelujah. Something we'll see later on in scripture will be someone like John Mark. We'll get to John Mark later on. Okay. We'll get to John Mark later on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke 9:28 again, we find him praying. So prayer is important. But to carry out God's task in the earth, I must be a man of prayer. I must be a man of
prayer.
Not 2 minutes prayer. You know some people, when they remember to pray in the midnight or in the night, they pull stands. Run and say, Lord. I don't know how people would like to pray with stands. Put on stands. Now read sounds. Now kneel down and say, oh Lord, and the next thing that we hear is coo-coo-doo-coo. This air, you slept on. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And the first time I tried that, I said, I'm going to pray this night. I started up praying well. I stood up, I said, I'm going to pray this night. Satan, tonight, I'll deal with you. Now I pray. Fire! Let fire burn! Let fire burn! Let fire burn! I let fire burn. The stress in me was getting weak. And then I have to just look at bed there. I will not lie down. I will kneel down. And I pray. And I knelt down. And I said, I will pray. Let my heart. As my head is. Love one. Ah! Like that. Or the zeal when the prayer. I slept off. Are you that kind of sleep? The sleep where you sleep and you dream of nothing. The gate is broken. Say, oh my God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of prayer like that we will have. No. Hallelujah. You know God? Don't deceive yourself. Hallelujah. Most times you want to pray at night. Don't pray inside your prayer. It's just wisdom. Hallelujah. Don't pray near your chair. Just wisdom. Because you are praying, the chair is calling you. Just you can just sit down and just increase your voice. Just be wise. Just tell yourself, I will not fall for you. Hallelujah. You understand? Or you get to a place where there is no chair, you've tried. You are not praying. You know that when you know that the walls still have words. You know you are tired. You know you are tired. There is just the middle of the world. Don't hold it. You're not sleeping. But you don't hold it like this and pray. No. You will wake up there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just give yourself prayer. Just, you know, as the world is telling you that, you know it's a battle. You know it's a battle. When you pray, it's a battle. You're not just fighting against them. You are fighting against even your body. You are praying, oh bastard, and your body is telling you. You know, as you are like this, you know, it is prayer, it is the spirit and sense, common sense. You know, it's your back telling you, I'm not going to make you sleep. Just stay like this and pray. Stay like that and pray. After that, your leg will tell you, bro, calm down. You can raise it up a bit over. Then your head will tell you, the world is calling you. The spirit is calling. The world is calling. Just be okay. Just move. And you know when you start, your voice will be loud. Master Papa! You tell yourself, I will not sleep. I'm shouting. The voice is coming and the gear is dropping. You'll be amazed how you slept and woke up like this for 5 hours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. But you pray. Hallelujah. No matter what, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. I've seen people who stand and sleep. They're praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're gone. 4 hours. 5 hours. Amen. Glory to God. I like your style. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tried that one time. I almost hit my head on the floor. Let me just try. Let me just close my eyes. You know something? He said, let me just close your eyes. You are still praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's continue. Okay. Glory to God. But you know, you must keep a life of prayer. That is the fire. That is the fire. This is the same lifestyle you will find also with the apostles. I'm going to run through the apostles because of time. I'll run through them for you. They had this consistent prayer lifestyle too. In Acts 3:1, they had a time of an hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Peter and John went into the temple in the hour of prayer. So they had hour for prayer. In Acts 6:4, when they had to choose the guy who would serve table, Peter said in verse 4, we will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer. I mean continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So they had a ministry of prayer. They had times to pray. Hallelujah. You cannot carry out God's task in the earth outside prayer. So I must be consistent at prayer. 2022 is a year for us is a are here for net breaking supernatural harvest for more. Net breaking. It will not happen by talk. It will happen first in the place of prayer. I love what the man said. He said, you cannot talk to God for man. When you've not spoken to men. I mean, you cannot talk to men for God. When you've not spoken to God for man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must, there's something I used to say years back. I would say, see, if you've not taken a hold of that seat in the place of prayer, you can't take a hold of it in the realm of the physical. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you must pray. You want to see that breaking harvest in yourself. Yourself. One, two, one, two, two, one. You want it to increase. Start in the place of prayer. Your school. In your campus. You want to move from 5 to 20 to 50. See, there are other people who use gimmicks. Like, you know, they are gimmicks. People use gimmicks. But we don't use gimmicks. Hallelujah. We don't use gimmicks. Hallelujah. No gimmicks here. How many of you knew when we were doing praise night, the whole Mapuluku will come. After praise night, back to normal. Hallelujah. You know what? You will only attend this. You can only have people who are attending, but you've not had disciples. You want to have a disciple. Men who you will train. We'll look at that tomorrow. How to train men. Men who you will train for the work. You will start from a place of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to increase in your school, in your campus? Be a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Be a man of what? Prayer! Hallelujah! Prayer. You will bet things first. You will build your convictions. And you bet things on the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Act 10. Act 10. Look at verses 9. Peter, on the morrow, he had went on their journey. And drew near into the city. Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. He had time to pray. He went to pray and he became very hungry. It shows that, in fact, he started that he was fasting. Hallelujah. He got hungry. You say, when you fast, somebody asked the question, sir, is it right when you fast and you feel hungry? Why is it called fasting? So, you know, when you feel hungry, it means that your fast has stopped. You have to go and eat. I hear you. I will still be lying. You should have as well eaten 5:59, eat serious semu, and start fasting 6 o'clock. You feel hungry! Hallelujah! Sometimes your eyes will be gazing you. You'll be walking, you will see cars, it will be like 4. But his car is hallelujah. We'll fall their head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They will far pray, they were men of prayer. So if your consecration isn't consistent, it is not consecration. If you are not consistent with your consecration, it is not consecration. The life of a believer is a life built on consistency. Consistency. Timothy was an example of a consistent believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy 3:14, Paul told Timothy, continue on that which you've learned from me. And assured of who I mean from that which continuing that which you've learned and being assured of whom you've learned it from. I follow you. And in verse 10, he told him, you've known mine. In verse 10 of 2 Timothy 3, he told him, you've known my doctrine, my manner of life. You understand? So that means, see, I want to say this. Continue in what you've seen in your pastor and his consecration. Your pastor is consistent on prayer. Be a man of prayer. Your pastor cannot be a man of prayer and you say you are following your pastor and you are not praying. Permit me to use this word, a bastard. He's not your pastor. Your pastor is prayer. He's a man of prayer. And you are not a person of prayer. You are not your pastor's son. You didn't learn it from your pastor. Are you hearing me? Yes. And that's why I usually say anybody, any pastor who you don't see for GPLR, and I'm saying it here again openly, any pastor that is HCCP, is not in GPLR, is not an HCCP pastor. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. So that is a pastor. Because nobody who follows me, you find them first in the UCC. You find them second in GPLR and prayer retreat. When you don't see them, forget it. Hallelujah. Forget it. Everybody say, I'm following your pastor. Your pastor is my mentor. You know, even like they have this word. They, I follow him. Follow about. You find him in our meetings. You find, I follow Pastor Shagun. You see me in all these meetings. Right? Right? Very simple. You find him in our meetings. You find him in prayer retreat. If not, let me tell you something, and I want you guys to take it, sink it into your head. I'm not telling you to be disrespectful to anybody, but you know what? When it comes to your church, you have to know them who are ahead of you. Know who are your pastors. Know who is your pastor's friends, and know those who are visiting to your church. Be wise about it. I hear me. Be wise about it. Glory to God. I say it again. Be wise. Amen. Amen. No, it's just very simple. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can't go to Saint Community Church and my name is Pastor Smart. Sure, all right. Yeah. If I'm saying Pastor Smart, I will say Pastor Smart of St. Pavilion Church. Abi? No, I'm a pastor. Give you back hand. Hallelujah. Be wise. Hallelujah. So you follow your pastor's consistency. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16, he tells Timothy, Paul tells Timothy to continue in his teaching. Continue in your teaching. Let's run this up and let me make a few points here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have examples. So Timothy becomes for us that example of a consistent believer. He was is consistent following Paul. It's consistent following Paul. Consistent. Hallelujah. Consistent brother. Hallelujah. Also, we have an example of an inconsistent person or inconsistent people, but I'm going to restrict it to one. Hallelujah. One. Glory to God. Acts 15. Acts 15. Look at verse 36. It says, and in those days after Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we preach the word and see how they do. Do you see that? Verse 37, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. John, whose son? John Mark. John Mark. Where do you find John Mark? You find John Mark in Acts chapter 13, verse 13. In fact, in Acts 12:12, John Mark's mother, Acts 12 verse 12, it was in John Mark's house that they had the church, where Peter came to visit after he was released from prison. And after he was let go from prison by the angel of the Lord, the house he went to was the house of John Mark. They were praying. Do you understand me? Acts 12, 12. Glory to God. So, Barnabas determined to take John Mark with them. But something had happened in Acts 13. John Mark left them in the work. They had persecution. They had persecution. And John Mark got up. I believe you know what up. Persecution. He began to say things. Ah, fake pastor. The next thing, you left. You left church. You said, no, you mean they will carry John. No. Yeah. Got up. John Mark was like that. He began to persecute them. Hardship. They faced serious opposition. And they didn't see John Mark. They didn't even understand. They did not see John Mark again. The guy had seen him. He has meat. Now, you know, now things are now okay. They are now nice. Because Barnabas and John Mark are relatives somehow. They are related. So he has, let me, I guess John Mark was a emoji. sir, you know that thing, I'm sorry, but can you help me talk to senior pastor? Sir, help talk to Pastor Smart, sir. Let me just follow and go for the VCC. Let me just, you know, just let me talk to pastor. Let me forgive me. And your pastor said, sir, please. He has spoken to me. He will not do it again. Let me give him another chance. You know, something like that. Hallelujah. But when Barnabas came to meet Paul, Paul said, no. We are not going with John Mark. He's an inconsistent brother. Paul knew that if you will run away in the days of persecution, it means you don't have any conviction. Hallelujah! Paul knew, just simple to know. They've stoned Paul before, and they took him for dead. Persecution. And we did not see John Mark left. In fact, we didn't even find Barnabas. It was Paul that we heard was stoned. Hallelujah! Are you hearing me? Paul knew that any brother who runs away when there's persecution in the church, persecution, our brother is not, cannot be consistent. Let me take you one step further. See, in our dear world, any member who says he's listening to you and then he or she is being fed up with online church, you know an online church? Amen. Has pastors on Facebook that he or she listens to more than you, can never be consistent. Don't trust that person. There are some people you don't trust with work. I'm talking to leaders here and to be leaders. Hallelujah. You don't trust those people with work. Because they will lead the sheep. They will lead them to hellfire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul knew that guy can never be worthy in ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if you run away in days of persecution, you are not fit. You are not fit. You are just like Lot's wife. You know, Lot's wife is another example. Hallelujah. Lot said, don't look back. Lot's wife was an example. Don't look back. Hallelujah. And Jesus was saying in Luke 9:62, he said, he who sets his hand on the plow and looks back is not fit. You're not fit. You don't get your hands on the plow and you turn back. Turn back, you do what? You know, I believe in the ministry. I believe in the work. I love Jesus. But you know, sir, don't read GPL, sir. I want to just, I will come a bit late. I want to first of all go to amusement park. When you are done amusing yourself in your park, I pray you still have the fire to weather the storm. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You cannot get on ministry, get on the walk, and look back. Back to walk. Look back. You're not fit. You are not fit. Yes, it's because of my walk. See, every man has an excuse. See, I can give you more than 1 million reasons why I should not be preaching. I can give you. I want to give you a season. Iboku. Yeah, Iboku. He plays it. Everybody has one reason why he or she shouldn't be here. Are you hearing me? But we are here. Hallelujah. So when your believer's life is all about it, besides my work, is your work. Let me tell you something. Before, I was giving leave to go even go for the VCC. In my organization, we don't give leave in the day by far. As I speak to you, I'm the only person on leave. In the whole organization. They don't. But you know what? I was clear to the point. I said, if by going for WCC, by going for prayer, it's going to mean that you sack me. Let me sack me. We weather this storm. But you know, this is my opinion. I can't be. At some point, I said, see, remove me from my salary. Did you see? My salary. For people who say, oh, you know in my work. In my office, oh, I know you will give leave. Look at your life. I started pressing for this since October. And I will not be here. Since October! If I, the human resource manager was telling me, let's do it in December. I said, no, let's stop it now. Now I will know if I should start dropping my CV somewhere else. Let us solve it now. Wait till you reach December. Let me be telling you, let it be ringing like that. Biggity, biggity. December, you will not see it. Even if you didn't allow me to go, I will go. This one is in my life. Governor, what are your conclusions? What are your conclusions? I was telling some people, some during our workers retreat, that if I was to further what I want to do in the natural, I won't be your pastor. I'm telling you. Maybe by now, you'll be seeing me driving, maybe G-Wagon and smoking cigars. Because I won't trust myself anymore. It's not a job. But I'm here. I'm here. Hallelujah. Okay, we're not. How many times my friend would tell me, guys, you know, when we're doing, this is off the record, you know, when we're doing night exams, you know, I used to have people who would come at me, we're doing night exams, but like people who come to visit me and they would have to explain eye exams to them. You know that? So, it now happened to the point that, because of the commitment to the task, because of my commitment to the work, I had to put my exam in terms of home. It's 2000, I should have become after 2012. This is how many years? 22 is over 10 years. And after 10 years of becoming chartered, you will become a fellow chartered accountant. At that point, you have to work anywhere. As I didn't take it off because of some money down to that. But to work anywhere, you shouldn't earn as a fellow chartered accountant less than a millionaire. Less than a million in a month. Imagine that. That is not a cool money. But you know what? The people that I was teaching, 2008, 2009, they are all chartered. We're all supposed to get chartered 2022. Look at in 2022 what they will be earning. But you know what? I'm more satisfied that I'm in this. Do you understand me? I am more satisfied than doing what I'm doing. Somebody now, I was having a discussion with someone, and the person said, you do. Better to come over there and smart. You should say, you know, fee. I said, no. In fact, right there, I opened my ETS exams from ETS 1 to ETS 3 to show them all through I passed. Then, if I was to continue, I was not safe. But there are things, there is a higher call. Sometimes there are some ambition that has to bow. I have a friend. He's working. He's a chartered accountant. He works. Let me tell you how he works. He works from morning. He closes by 2 a.m. and resumes office by 6 a.m. Imagine that's the kind of life I'm living. December period, like there's no chartered accountant that is free in December. For those who came for my wedding, one of my friends, I was a chartered accountant, he flew in on the morning of my wedding. On the morning of the wedding, and after the wedding, I yelled at him, he took off. Just wanted to come and expect me. As soon as the wedding, he didn't wait till the next day, Sunday, that afternoon, took his flight back. No chartered accountant is free in December. Why? You are auditing company. Imagine, the time of the business, I said, Emoji. I'm actually your pastor. There are some things you want to do that we can't do because of the work. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah! Go to God. Sometimes there are some jobs you would have taken off. But if you take that job, you will not see the fire. In fact, the fire will go down. Yes!
of you want to work in oil company? Not Ururu oil. Not the little oil and oil. I have to work in oil companies, right? Well, you know, let me shock your bubbles. There's one of your pastors, who had an opportunity to work in an oil company. Money, do you say, you know? Oil company, you're not talking about 50,000 jobs. No, not 50, no. Not 50,000 jobs, when you'll be trekking from shop to shop, doing marketing. When you'll be selling olive oil. No, oil. Not oil. Not granite oil or Ururu. Okay, Ururu is granite oil. Not Kings or what's the name of the other one? Not that kind of oil. Oil. Crude oil. You know, when you are dealing with crude oil, you'll be proud. Money. Say no. But you know, for the sake of the work. Because that job will require him to leave Lagos and go to Port Harcourt. One. That means you will not see your pastor again. Two is oil. You know, I call oil. Sometimes it might be offshore, onshore, offshore. I don't know how to use that one. Hallelujah. When he's offshore, onshore, maybe for 2 months, he will be preaching to the fishes in the river. Hallelujah. But you know what? For the sake of you and I, our membership is not yet 1,000. Look at things sometimes on the year. It will judge your heart. It should judge you. It should judge you. Sometimes, when I heard it like this, it is not that I was shouting. I'm like, I already to tell me. He says, if I have told you, you tell me to go. Yes, I will tell you, I will tell you, go and grab it. I said, you tell me to go. So I did not tell you. I have to reject it first before I tell you. Who doesn't need money in ministry? I do. But you know what? Your conviction is your conviction. Your conviction and my conviction might not be the same. Are you hearing me? You know that if you take it up, this is your Christocentric. He might turn to Christodollar. So you say, I know myself. You understand? But you know, when I left and I got home, I couldn't take that thing off my mind. I said, I wouldn't say what I did next. But those are things that drove me to pray. I said, God, if this guy can do this, what am I doing? It looks as if I don't have any conviction. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. When some people are already pastors, they are still looking for short service. For short service. You still get long service. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So there are some things you don't do. There are some places you don't go to. Yes. There are some places you don't go to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You like to play game, PS. You are the Orile among Oriles. You are the gambler among gamblers. Hallelujah. When you get to game shop like this, everybody, your voice is louder. We don't need to hear your voice during 12 hours. No, we don't need to hear your voice yet. First of all, can you pray with us? But when you get to game shop, let's bet, 10,000. Your voice is loud. Hallelujah. There are some places we don't go to. You know that we don't like the game. No, which game? Me, your pastor. It's just a reason that the small boy mistakenly warned me. I was shouting, I was speaking in tongues. But don't worry, I will get at him. Warn me! He stood up, I was tonguing. God forgive me. And he's a pastor. How can you win your pastor? I am speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. So the next thing that your pastor took place in, but you will not find in a game shop. No. That's some places you would like to go to, but it's not. There are some clubs we would like to have to support, like Arsenal. But for the sake of the fact that the gospel says, he that lives by the sword should die by the sword, we stay away. Hallelujah. We are just obeying the scriptures. Are you hearing it? You can't be a child of God and you're supporting man. You. Wow. Hallelujah. But when you see the lions, you go there. Don't worry, it's part of what I was teaching you long. You see how lions are used in scripture. Hallelujah! Lion and blue, how they are used through scripture. And it's used for spiritual. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! It is telling you, go and carry your fire and burn somewhere. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't mind them. Hallelujah. Didn't ask now people, they went to do juju. That's why they are winning 5-0. But don't worry.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why they all go to the fire. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:23. Have I said I'm running up for the third time?
Yeah.
Have I said it the third time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no way. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful to me, but all things are final. Did you see this? There are things that you can just do normal. Ah! People are doing it. Doesn't mean the people that are doing it are sinners. No! But you know, for you as a believer, you can do it. Hallelujah. For the sake of the gospel, you can't do it. Can't do it. So people can prove to you that drinking is not a sin. But you know, as a pastor, don't be found. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Paul will not say to Timothy, take heed to thyself. So as a believer, take heed to thyself. That's what things you shouldn't be found doing. In fact, even as regards trends, some people are so lost, they like trends. Any little trend, they are there. Hallelujah. Before the music is released, you know it. Ah, Zazu. Zuzu. Baba, Zaza. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Someone also says Zazu. I said Zazu. Yeah. I don't forget to say the pastor. I said, what is Zazu? He says Zazu. You don't know Zazu. I said, what is Zazu? Hallelujah. When we are still trying to learn better, people are doing Zazu. Hallelujah. Zazu. Somebody said, Zazu, Zazu, you are singing Zazu, Zazu, tiger appeared on top of your car. Hallelujah. Zazu. What is that one?
Eternal life.
Hallelujah. Zazu. No, you have to be careful. With how you use words, innovation, strength, you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Trends. Words. Somebody just came and said to me some days back, I want to skiddy you. I want to skiddy you. And I want to skiddy. He says, skiddy is a Greek word for how you collect money from the brethren. I can't give you my money, sir. Even if I want to give you, I will not give you. How can you want to collect something from someone? I was not discussing with the pastor. I said, pastor, emoji. I'm not hearing another word, skiddy. He said, emoji, leave those things. I said, they say it's Greek word. He said, it's not like Greek. There's somebody who came to me and said, I want to skiddy you. He said, on top of my money, I think it's this one. I want to skiddy you. Pastor Shek will say something. He said, there's this thing in the world. And it's of the devil. It's called lightness, looseness. It's of the devil. You just see someone, you know, look at your age. You look at your age. You don't have respect. Sister, I want to skip you. You want to steal my money. You want to skip my money. Just say it straight. Sir, I want to steal your money. Let me know. I want to skip you. Let me skip you. Scooby-Doo. I want to skip you.
be watchful how you use strength, how you use words.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you find those things among great days.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you take heed. Take heed. So you see, careless word, you begin to cast straight fire. In fact, don't you know? Straight fire. This is this word. Hallelujah. There was a time a word was raining. I never used that word. The coco. That was years back. The coco. I like, what's the name of the coco? By demand, I mean. By tell them the coco. And people are here, the coco. A dress will just come in, come out, bam, you have it.
Be watchful.
Mind how you be trained. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your bone is not yet straight. You are buying bone straight. He just gave us that. 180. That. I want to go straight. And give in church. You are giving 2,000. Heaven will judge you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, you need to watch how you use strength. Watch how you use strength. There's a teaching we're going to have in January about going back to the basics. Especially as regards how people use social media. I'm going to take that in January. In the Latter-day Believers Convention. How people use social media. You have to be watchful. Careful! Social media. When you have friends you have never seen. Social media. You know, I'm not saying technology is not good. Technology is good and should be used properly. There's the life of the believer. And you know what? The church will also guide how we use this media. Hallelujah. I'm not saying using it is not good, but you know, you have to watch how you use it. I go on social media and see, in a small chat, listen, I don't support APC. I don't. Some of you who know me know I'm not APC. So which party are you? Don't worry, you'll find out. Hallelujah. I'm a party for Jesus. Glory to God. But you know, in the days of Sorosuke, did you ever hear me use that word? No, you'll be talking to elders because it's online. I tell you, Sorosuke Jaw. You don't have respect. Have respect. The fact that he's on the internet doesn't mean you lack your common sense. You don't go and talk anyhow. No, you should be found amongst you. Hallelujah. Some people go online and they are writing articles, epistles. Follow your pastor. How many times have you seen me write? Even me. When I want to write, sometimes I might decompose. I was there, I have this composing, you are composing. Just put the strength and preach. Yes now. Mind how you use it. Hallelujah. I say we'll look at that in general. Hallelujah. In general, we'll look at that very well. On the apostles' order. We'll follow it from scriptures. Hallelujah. So you take it to yourself. Take it to yourself because what matters at the end is what really matters. What matters is at the end, and that is what really matters. What matters is your faithfulness at the end. Is your faithfulness. What matters at the end is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. And faithfulness can never be in the past. I guess this is where I cannot close it. Faithfulness can never be in the past. Faithfulness can never be in the past. So if faithfulness can never be in the past, that means I must be focused. I must be watchful. Hallelujah. Faithfulness can never be in the past. It can never be in the past. God doesn't reward faithfulness in the past. God doesn't. Look at Revelation 2. That must stay to the end. I must stay in it to the end. So why will I now at this point lose my faithfulness? Why at this point? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got born again around 2000-2001. And I've served, and I've been in the ministry for years. And at this point, I will not say I am no longer fit. No. More than half of my life, I'm not true to you. All these things I've been doing, I'm not true to you. No. No. No, 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 no! Are you hearing me? No! Revelation 2:10. It says, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Did you see that? Into prison. That ye may be tried. That ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Did you see that? Tells them, be faithful unto death. Hallelujah. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Did you see that? Hallelujah. You have to be faithful to the end. Unto death. Because that is where the reward comes. It's at the end of it. Look at verse 13. It says, writing to another church. He said, I know your works and where thou dwells, even where Satan's seat is. Satan's seat is with your opposition, persecution. Hallelujah. And thou hold fast my name, and thou hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain amongst you, where Satan dwells. He calls him Antipas, my faithful martyr. When Antipas was faithful to the end. That is what matters. Are you hearing me? That is what matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what matters. Because faithfulness is God's nature. It's God's character. In 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says God is faithful. Our God is a faithful God. 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ our Lord. So faithfulness is God's nature. It's God's character. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. It says, but the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. He shall establish you and keep you from evil. Hallelujah. So God is faithful. He's the nature of God. So as a believer, we should have the nature of our Father as well. Glory to God. Glory to God. What matters is at the end. Faithfulness. Drop your Bible where you are. Just pray. Bow your head and pray. Just pray. Just let's turn that to prayer. Say, Lord, I will be faithful to you to the end. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to stay faithful to the end. Help me, Lord, to stay faithful to the end. Faithful to the end. Help me, Lord. Stay faithful to the end. Stay with what matters at the end. My convictions, my consecrations. My convictions, my consecrations. Say, Lord, help me to stay faithful. Help me to stay faithful 2022. Faithful. Nothing draws my attention away. Faithful. I will not be like John Mark. I will not run away. Help me, Lord, to stay faithful. Faithful to the end. No matter what comes my way, no matter the persecution, no matter what happens in the natural, say, Lord, help me to stay faithful. Don't pray, though. You need to pray. Say, help me, Lord, to stay faithful. To stay faithful. To stay faithful. The Bible says it's the Lord that shows mercy. So help me, Lord, to stay faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, moreover, it is required. Let's come over. So I say, let a man so count us
as ministers of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are God's steward, and as such, we should be faithful. That is, we should be dedicated. Faithfulness means dedication. We should be dedicated. Dedicated to the cause of God in the earth. Dedicated to the cause of God in the earth. In the year 2022. How long? How many times in a day? How many times in a week do you want to be found praying? How many times in a week do you want to be found? How many times in a week do you want to be found evangelizing, studying? How many times in a week? How many times in a day? How many times? And he said, Lord, I will stay faithful. And I will stay faithful. Stay faithful to you using me. I will stay faithful. I will stay faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll give you a minute. Just write down by yourself on your notes, because you're going to pray with it. How do you want to function 2022? For prayer? Evangelism? How? You see, because that is what matters at the end. How faithful are you in praying? How faithful are you in evangelizing, in studying, in even listening to messages, in doing discipleship, in following? How faithful would you be? See, you can't serve God outside deliberately. You must be deliberate. So you are deliberately writing. See, that I'm going to be praying. Because you're going to pray with it. Hallelujah. We're going to pray with it. We're going to pray with it. My prayer life will catch fire. My study life will catch fire. Evangelism will catch fire. Philip 2. Ah! Do catch fire. Come on, get that written down. Get that written down. God will turn it to prayer now. Get that written down. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. To save the whole world. That your church may be strong. Use me. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. To save the whole world. That your church may be strong. Use me. He said, use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what it means to be used by God. You know what it means to be used by God. Hallelujah. Let me give you an example of to be used, how to be used. We have a new Bible here. Forgive me. Sunday is no longer. Okay, and this is used. I listened to a used phone before. This is used. This is what? Used. When you say new, you return to the pages. This is used. Ah! And God uses you, you know that you don't have your time. Hallelujah! When you say use me, Lord! It means, Lord, I don't want to have my own time. Ha! Are you hearing me? I don't want to have my own time. It's all for you. Are you hearing me? The way you are singing, use me, Lord. Understand what you are singing. Hallelujah. Prayer and there. Ah! Go on, Lord. Go on, Lord. That is what we are caught out for. Go on, Lord. Not, I say you are born again. You say, I'm speaking in tongues and I'm watching a snow match. No! You want God to use you? Ha! Hey, Barrow. Are you ready for what? God starts in the year to be met. And you know what?
No man is indispensable. What do you think you cannot do? I cannot. There are people, you know, there is someone that, you see, there are people who are in the same condition that you are in. And they are serving God. They are serving God. As they are serving God. I heard of those people that are in San Bisa Forest, how that they still go to church. They had church. Yeah! Hallelujah! And some people are saying, oh, you know I'm in the forest. They need to be watchful that they are people that are there serving God. And also people are there, they are drinking saranga. They are, I need to shine. If they shine, to see the bad boy. Some people are praying. Everybody on their knees. Hallelujah. There are people in the same condition that you are. They have opportunity to give the same excuse like you. But they are serving God. They are being used of God. Hallelujah. You know I'm a medical doctor. There are medical doctors who are pastors. You know I'm an accountant. There are accountants who are pastors. Hallelujah. Don't give yourself that useless nonsense stuff. You know, I used to have a roommate there. He wasn't going to church because he was a medical student and his father was a pastor. But you know what? Just two rooms away from us, there was a medical student who was a pastor of a fellowship. Are you not judged? Your father is even a pastor. And that guy did not fail exam. You know, I need to pass my MB. Not the MB. The gigabyte. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Want God to use you? Then you must be deliberate. Men who God uses, God doesn't just use them out of deliberacy. Say, oh Lord, he's just pushing me. No, they were deliberate to pray. They were deliberate to study. They were deliberate. How deliberate do you want to be in children's school? In raising them, in preaching. How many disciples do you want to raise? You have to be deliberate. Ha! You have to. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You've been staying with one and half, half and one. Have to be deliberate. Will you go? Will you go? Let's go now, please. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord.